Alright. It should.
How much
to see how this gonna work out? We're watching. 900 bills in the state.
No.
Hello guys, so welcome back to Political Talk with KD. Like I said, you guys, we had an episode dropping and we're here. So I know you guys see my Instagram post on KDE Political Talk. And basically I said that, you know, we're under investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is under investigation with our podcast. So basically we're going to have court today. That's what we're going to have, because you guys, we got a lot to get into, and we're going to make sure that we're covering everything on this episode about what is going on in Arkansas. And remember that our podcast is for young citizens of Arkansas, and we just want to spread political awareness about you guys so you guys can be engaged just like me. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you guys, I don't know, but right now she is getting turned every way but loose on social media. So I don't know if you guys seen, but we'll pull it up right here. So let's talk. So as you can see, Arkansas judge halts for now implementation of LEARNS. So my thing is, you guys, with these posts, they're being tricky, because why can't y'all just post the actual judge name? Post the judge name. So everybody's asking, who is the judge? Who is the judge? Guess what? I'm gonna tell you who the judge is. So Judge Herbert Wright, you guys. Judge Herbert Wright did his big one. So that's what I'm going to say. He did his big one. We got a lot of judges in Arkansas, and he was the only one right now who to stand up and actually fight against LEARNS. So I feel like he is shaking the table right now. He basically did his big one, and he got a lot of people upset. So people be like, you know, who's the people? Who's the people? Who? But I'm going to tell y'all who. I promise you. So basically, let's pull this up again, because I always come with the facts. So as you can see, that Judd Derry, if I ain't saying your name right, I'm sorry, wrong. But he called out the radical left and called them keyboard warriors. So this is what I responded on Twitter, you guys, in a GIF.
Girl, shut the fuck up. You thought you ate that.
I know that was a little challenge to me, but I did reply to that, because what the... I can't curse on here. So, because what are you talking about? Like, for real. Come on now. What are you talking about? I laughed, but at the same time, I responded because it was funny. You guys, I know I've been doing a little bit talking and solid for everything.
I get caught up talking where I miss my point. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you guys, at this point, it's concerning, because it's like, basically,
she told us, like, it's do the paperwork later. But apparently within the paperwork, I guess she missed the reading process of it all. So now what's in jeopardy of this all? What all this means is, the teacher raised $50,000. Lie. Learn school choice. Your child can go anywhere. That's a lie for now. All that is on halt. So if your child was planning to go somewhere or go to a private school because of LEARNS, it's not going to happen. So that's that. I actually have two special guests here today. So I know that we talk a lot, and I want our political gaze to hear from the finest and the best. So we're going to talk to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Since we're talking about her and all her getting dragged through the mud on social media right now, we're going to bring her on to see what's going on. All right. So let's see. Okay, so let's bring her on. All right, Sarah, what's going on? Can you just give us a brief explanation of what's going on right now?
What this group is doing is holding up and putting the kids' futures, teachers' futures on hold. And it is preventing the pay raises that will literally change some teachers' lives. It's stopping and putting on hold maternity leave for our teachers. It is putting on hold safety trainings that would be taking place.
All right. Well, thank you. I know that you have to go, so we're going to get her off right now. And I know Attorney General is next in the next waiting room, so we're going to go ahead and get him in. So let's bring him up. Attorney General, hey, how are you doing? He's smiling. Okay, all right. Oh, Attorney General, are you okay today? Maybe he's frozen. Are you okay? Hey, we just gonna... All right, so we're just gonna get him off of here. Yeah. So basically, we talked about Learn. So that's why I'm really not covering a lot of what Learns is, because I talked about it in previous episodes. So I encourage you guys to go and watch the last episode of what Learns is. And I've had Instagram lives of talking to Arkansas teachers and everything. So make sure that you go back and research, or you could just watch our episode so we can tell you what Learns is. But the Attorney General, his name is Tim Griffin. If you want to look him up, you can. He was smiling, but I think that was the answer. I was going to ask him, does he agree with the basically the implementation of Learns being halted right now? And he was smiling. So I would take that as a sign that he agrees. And the reason why I say that he agrees is because the chair of CAPES, and like I said, you can go back to my recent videos and you can figure out what CAPES is. But basically, they're advocating against Learns also. And as you can see, I'm going to pull up the picture because I always bring the facts. Yeah, him right here. He took a picture with the chair of the organization. So at some point, I mean, I think he agrees. But okay, you guys, that's not even the buildup. You get what I'm saying? The buildup of the whole thing is the Arkansas Supreme Court did they big one and they said they'd agree. Okay. Good times. Whew. Can y'all believe that this is our governor that is leading the state of Arkansas right now? Political Talk with KD. We are not here to bash any political figures or bash anything that's going on, but we just pretty much want to tell the people what's going on. Everybody doesn't watch the news, but they might watch Political Talk with KD, you know? So that's my job to inform you. So if you don't like it, I don't know, go get a podcast and start talking about why you don't like Political Talk with KD, and then mention me, and then make sure that you go and subscribe and follow. All right, but I just can't believe what's going on, but let's investigate just a little further. And I don't want anybody to call me messy or anything, but did y'all hear that she was getting sued? I know. The facts are is that she's getting sued by librarians, writers, and people who don't agree with Learns. They believe that nothing is going on. I believe if y'all actually look up why she's getting sued and stuff, it's like a major page. I don't know what his name is, but he was like explaining what's going on and why people are upset right now. Apparently, even people who are like Republicans, they are disagreeing with that. And my thing is, I tell people all the time, in the Capitol, or if you work in an environment where you serve the citizens of Arkansas, I promise you, when I interned for the governor, I knew then, like, okay, this is social media. Like, they're trying to divide us. But in reality, in the Capitol, everybody has to work together in some aspect. Democrat, liberal, Green Party, Republican Party, you have to work together. It's no, like, you're not going to the Capitol and be like, hey, I'm a Republican, so let's work together. No, it's not like that, even though social media tries to portray it to be like that. Well, yeah, Sarah Huckabee is getting drugged, you guys. So that was just a good brief on what's going on. Also, you guys, it's been a lot of people basically asking me, hey, can you post this? Hey, can you post that? Hey, can you... My thing is, like, can you subscribe? I'm asking nice to subscribe. So, in saying that, you guys, we will be doing promotions here soon. So, if you want me to promote your stuff or help you create your brand, just as I have. Like I said, I'm the blueprint. I'm just playing, you guys. But if you want me to help you get you out there, basically, as a confidence, you know, you guys. Because regardless, if I have 200 views, 2,000 views, I'm going to post, because I know this is the thing that I like to talk about. So I'm always going to post. I gave my friend a great idea the other day. I just gave her advice, and I'm gonna give my listeners some advice. And if you aren't spiritual, I'm not trying to put this on you. I got told by Dr. Tay, Dr. Shantae McFarland. She's a great therapist, great doctor. I love talking to her, but she told me at one time, basically, she was like, there's good ideas and there's godly ideas. And a good idea, it might be a good idea to you, you know, like to start your podcast. It might be a good idea to start a YouTube channel. It might be a good idea to start that business. But if it's a good idea, 9 times out of 10, you know, it was a good try, but it's not going to work out. But if it's a godly idea, that's how you know it's for you. You know, you don't, it's no effort. So this podcast, like, you know, even though I do research, it's more like me, like, kind of reading up on it or just getting some information that I want to share to you guys. And I don't feel like that's tiring to me. So I like doing that. I feel like this is a godly idea for now. So God may take me from this and want me on a bigger platform. He might want me on Zeus TV. I'm playing, y'all. He might want me on, you know, on TV one day. He might want me in the prisons, you know, I don't know, but I want God to use me at the capacity that any, like, you know, I want God to just bless me. And it, I feel like if I have to tell you guys this information, political or not, even though I know that our God wouldn't interfere with political organizations or anything or us, all that, but I know God sets everything for a purpose at the end of the day. And I know this is my purpose to tell you or to inspire you maybe to start this channel, you know, or start whatever you want to do it. Do it. See if it's a good idea or see if it's a godly idea. Remember which one is going to work out, though. The thing that I have to say is y'all going to stop playing on my top. Okay. I don't need a coaching. I don't need a suggestion box for my podcast. You guys, this is authentic. I really have a schedule. I have really put my life aside for this podcast, and I have an actual schedule, even though that it might not come out in the content that you would like it to. I promise you guys, I am working. I'm not stopping unless God himself calls me down here and be like, okay, Kadarius, I need you to chill out on the podcast, and which he has done at this time. So if you guys notice, like, especially if you're a dedicated listener, you will see that sometimes it is what it is. Like, I'll just post when I can. Like I said, I just got a recent promotion. I'm a supervisor. I'm a supervisor. So right now I'm doing the logistics of things and making sure that I train my staff. I'm a supervisor. As you can see, this is the first time that I came on here that I got a haircut. Y'all see the waves? I got a haircut. Yeah. So make sure that you guys tune in. Already this podcast has provided me with so many opportunities to talk to people. If you would like to come on live with me on Instagram, I do one a month. So make sure that you guys reach out to me. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's KDEE Political Talk. Make sure that you guys follow, and y'all have a great, blessed day. If you are in Arkansas, you are at the right place right now. So today, Scott, Arkansas, you guys. So Scott, Arkansas is... never heard of it. As you can see, this is some part of Arkansas, and this is Scott, Arkansas. So...